Who am I? And who are you? The first part of that question is easy, for me anyway. My name is Tammy LeBrec, and I'm an indie author, editor, and publisher. I write and publish my own books under a couple of pen names, and freelance in what feels like every related field, from plot doctoring to editing to ads management. I've been writing since I was a tween, was traditionally published in the olden days, the 90s, and I've been doing this indie publishing thing since 2014. You might have seen me on the self-publishing podcast, met me at the Smarter Artist Summit, or 20 books to 50K Vegas, worked with me when I was still employed at Sterling & Stone, or heard about me from clients like Chris Fox, Wayne Stinnett, or David Gogren. Why telling our kids they're wonderful doesn't build real self-esteem. And what does? I can't do anything right. Nobody likes me. I'm the worst kid in the world. As parents, hearing the children we love make such viciously self-critical comments is heartbreaking. Our first instinct is to rush to contradict them. "That's not true, honey," we exclaim. Trying to reassure our kids, we quickly marshal example after example of their talent and specialness. Because we love our children so much, it feels intolerable and even unimaginable that they wouldn't love themselves. But the more we tell our self-doubting kids, "You're wonderful," the harder they argue, "I'm terrible." What is the Thunderbolt 3 docking station? It's the single most versatile docking station available to enhance work and personal space functionality and efficiency. And it's about to transform everything you do. This multifunctional docking station opens a universe of possibilities. I didn't title this book, "All There Is to Know About Online Business." There is no way I could possibly teach you everything in one book. For one, I don't know everything myself. I don't think anyone does. I'm still learning every day. The online space evolves rapidly. New gadgets, ideas, programs, and ways of doing things are invented daily. This is not a complete guide type of book either. It wouldn't serve you. Stuffing your brain with tons of information at one time will leave you with information overload. You'll have a wealth of knowledge but no motivation to take action, leading to something known as analysis paralysis. In 387 BC, Plato established the first university in the Western world. He called it the Academy, and he based its teachings on the notion that each person has the potential for greatness, born of self-knowledge. Inspired by this classical Greek approach, the Stegan Leadership Academy designs and delivers programs to help leaders grow their organizations, their teams, and themselves. A strange thing happened to mothers and fathers and children at the end of the 20th century. It was called, quote-unquote, parenting. As long as there have been human beings, mothers and fathers and many others have taken special care of children. But the word parenting didn't appear in the U.S. until 1958, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and became common only in the 1970s.